What lesson can we learn from coronavirus?
Yes, what? And how do we, you know, approach it, or what's our attitude?
Vaishnavas interpret everything as a lesson from Krishna. So the natural question is, what can we learn from COVID-19? We can learn gratitude. And that means, well, there again, quoting Paul, we should be grateful in everything. He didn't say grateful for everything. And there's a vast difference between the two. Are we grateful for abuse? Are we grateful for exploitation? Are we grateful for unnecessary suffering? No. We're grateful in those conditions.
So aren't we grateful for the, in those conditions, for the lessons we can learn?
No, are we grateful for those conditions, or are we grateful in them? There's a gulf of difference. COVID-19 will not be the last of the plagues, or whatever you call it, because we're entering into a period in history where viruses and bacteria and other challenges are becoming new and immune and powerful. Our greatest security is a strong immune system. And the immune system has so much to teach us about love, kindness, and gratitude. It's not that we want to be grateful for the coronavirus, because it's creating so much suffering in the world. We can be grateful in the corona pandemic because we have the gift of life and the treasure of Krishna consciousness. And it is the nature of human conditioning that we don't fully appreciate something until either we lose it or we're on the verge of losing it.
Can you repeat the last one?
It is the nature of the human condition that we take the choicest blessings of Krishna for granted if they're readily and easily available. And oftentimes, it's only when we either lose a gift or are threatened with the loss of it that we begin to really appreciate its intent and utility. So, COVID-19 is creating social isolation, which has its merits, but is quite antithetical to Sankirtan, which means everyone coming together.
Right.
And that can help us to appreciate the blessing of being able to come together to chant the holy name.
Because we take the association for granted.
We take the holy name, we take the association, we take the process for granted, because it's readily and easily available as a gift that we don't deserve. We're not qualified. It has been indiscriminately and magnanimously showered upon this world from Goloka Vrindavan. And if we had adequate gratitude, we couldn't help but be overwhelmed with wonder and joy. And if we're not, that means to some extent we have taken this treasure, Golokera Premadana, Adinam Sankirtana, for granted. And we can learn from COVID-19, which threatens and disperses our coming together, as a lesson in how precious that association is. That's why Krishna, even with the Brijabasis, he is forever increasing their love through the dance of union and separation, Sambhog Vipralamba. Because in the episode of Sambhog, when the devotee is so clear, so near to Krishna, that you just pour out all your emotions to him. But when he disappears, you have to find him within your heart and cultivate the relationship there. And in the separation, or even in the threat of imminent separation, we come to treasure more properly the gift we have in Krishna consciousness. So to be responsible for the congregation of devotees, that we don't unnecessarily forfeit our own health or well-being or that of somebody else by transmitting the virus to them, we have to be very careful. And grateful. Because gratitude enhances the immune system. The immune system is a wonderful creation. And it may seem like an oversimplification, but you can achieve an overview of how it works. I'll give an example. There is a man going to a psychiatrist year after year after year for depression. And he wasn't improving. Then one day he came to his psychiatrist smiling. He was so happy. And he said, "I don't need you anymore. I have cancer now." Because he didn't want to live. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't happy until he had an exit strategy from life. That's a very lamentable condition. So the immune system, this may appear to be an oversimplification, but it is significant. The immune system functions largely on our interpretation of life, which is based on our need for love. If we see that life is meaningful and loving and has purpose, then we embrace the gift of life. and the immune system protects our life through its natural, normal life cycle. If we imbibe the impression that there is no love, there is no meaning or purpose in life, then it's better to just give it up. And the immune system will participate in that interpretation by weakening our defenses so they become more vulnerable to a germ or bacteria or virus and end it all.
If we do not have the purpose in life and see the meaning, that's what it is.
Then our interpretation, which is accurate, under those conditions, life is not worth living. If there's no purpose, no goal, no love, no meaning to it, it's not worth living. So the immune system will serve us by putting down its defenses so we become vulnerable to whatever will facilitate our premature exit from life. And that's most lamentable, because life, no matter what it brings, does have meaning and purpose and love. And if somebody misses that, their condition is most lamentable. And Vaishnavas, who are compassionate by nature, grateful for the gift of life and the treasure of Krishna consciousness that we've received, are naturally therefore impelled to share that treasure with others, to give meaning and purpose and love to their lives, which fortifies the immune system. It is worth living. And we the immune system and other systems, will facilitate your living your life to the fullest. Live life fully, love truly, and let go at the appropriate time.